Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. What you are about to hear was originally recorded in 2010 as research for my book, Public Speaking Superpowers. After going through all this content, I've decided to release these 80-plus recordings as a bi-weekly podcast. I hope you enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence, and we are speaking with R.V. Robinson, a master speaker trainer, author, and speaker. She teaches business owners, service professionals, and entrepreneurs how to attract more clients, generate unlimited leads, and grow their business effortlessly by delivering persuasive presentations. Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers, R.V.
Thank you, Karma. It's great to be here.
Just so that listeners can get a feel for your unique expertise, could you tell us a little bit about your journey to success in public speaking?
Absolutely. I would love to. Well, you see, I spent 23 years in corporate America. I never set out to be a public speaker. That wasn't my plan. As a matter of fact, my degree is in information systems. So I went to work in the early 80s for a CPA firm by the name of Deloitte Haskins & Sells, one of the big eight CPA firms. And my job was to set up financial accounting systems for small businesses and teach them how to implement these systems and put their accounting and their manufacturing information. Now, it might not sound very exciting, but if you remember, this was back in the day where microcomputers first came out. We just saw the PCs. The first accounting system I ever set up was on a dual floppy system. And up until that time, only large companies could afford computers and computers that were the size of a room and that kind of automation. So this was really a revolutionary time. And so as a result, my boss came to me and he said, RV, he goes, I want you to get out there and start speaking to build the practice, to tell people what we're doing, to get it out there and get clients. And I thought to myself, piece of cake. I took one speech class in college. I thought I was good to go. I thought I knew everything there was to know about public speaking. And I went out there and I started speaking. I had no trouble getting speaking engagements because when you work for an international firm the size of Deloitte, doors open wide. That right. wasn't the problem. But 6 months later, I hadn't landed one job, not one project, not one client, nothing. Ouch. Nobody even came up to me at the end of my talk. And I didn't know for the life of me what I was doing wrong. And then one day, something happened just like that, just so quickly, that changed my life forever. And it was this. This woman came up to me and she said, honey, I hate to tell you this. Now, Karma, let me ask you a question. If somebody came up to you and said, I hate to tell you this, what do you think is going to come out of their mouth next?
Nothing you're going to want to hear.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. But I said, okay, what is it? I was brave and I said, what is it? And she said, honey, do you know that after every sentence, you say okay. No, I told her. I had no idea. I didn't have a clue, but I got it just like that. That was the problem. I was my own biggest distraction.
Right.
Nobody could hear my message through my okays. Now, we've all heard speakers not only say okay, but we've heard them say you know or Well, that's what I was doing, and I didn't even know it.
And once in a while, they're okay, but if they're after every sentence.
Exactly. Yeah. So what I did next was this. I decided that wasn't going to happen to me again. I was not going to be embarrassed and humiliated like that, just thinking back all the speeches I did in front of all the people that I was in front of. So I decided that I was going to become a student of public speaking. And so I went to the library and I checked out every single book I could find. And there weren't that many. Back in the 80s, believe me. And I went to seminars, I hired a coach, and years later, I even joined Toastmasters. So I did everything I could to learn these skills. And then as I started learning them and applying them, I started to see results. In other words, I started to get clients, and I started to fill my practice rapidly.
Right.
And then the other CPAs around me and other consultants wanted to know what I was doing. And so I started teaching them these concepts. And then they started getting results instantly. It was great because the best way to learn something is to what?
Do it.
Teach it. right? Teach it.
Oh, teach it, yeah.
Teach it. And so life was great. And then all of a sudden, the big boss called me into his office. The managing partner, you know the one, that sits in the corner office with the windows all around that you never see, come out of his office. So he calls me in his office, and I thought to myself, uh-oh, I am in big trouble. because I didn't have permission to teach these skills. I was doing it on the weekends at the office. You know, I'm supposed to do billable hours and utilization and all this stuff. I'm not supposed to be messing around with something else. So I go up to his office. I sit down, and he says to me, looks me in the eye over the big desk. You got to imagine this, over this big old huge mahogany desk. And he says to me, Arvy, and I hear my throat go, you know.
Yeah.
He goes, Arvy, I hear what you're doing. And I just felt, you know, like this fright, you know, this panic. And I just, my eyes were big and everything. And he goes, and I like it.
Oh.
And I was like, phew. I was so relieved. And he said, as a matter of fact, I want you to take these skills and go and teach them on a regional level. Now, it's an international firm, but he wanted to teach them on a regional level to consultants and CPAs who have to go get continuing education every year. So a couple times a year, I flew around the country and taught group communication skills, and life was great. And then again, something else happened that changed my life. This time, it didn't only change my life, it changed the life of most people in some way, and that was 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When 9/11 hit, technology just stopped. It was like the world stopped. But technology itself, for a long time, nobody was buying, nobody was doing anything, and it just wasn't fun anymore.
Yeah.
And so I asked myself some real important questions like, what can I do with the rest of my life? What can I do to really give something back? Because being in technology and doing what I was doing for over 23 years, in corporate America, I mean, there's nothing I could do that my staff couldn't do. There, I wasn't really contributing to somebody's business or bottom line like I wanted to anymore. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, yeah. Beginning was great, but not anymore, not after 20-some-odd years. So I asked myself, what should I be doing? How can I give something back now? And I even prayed about it, Karma. It was that, you know, I was just that perplexed. What should I do? And then it didn't take long before the answer came, and that was public speaking. But not only public speaking, not just presentation skills, how to stand, walk, and talk, but specifically persuasive speaking skills and teaching them to business owners, entrepreneurs, and service professionals on how to use it to get clients, how to embrace it as a marketing strategy to get unlimited leads and grow businesses just effortlessly every time they went out and speak.
Right.
And so that's what I did. So 7 years ago, I hung out my shingle and started to teach people how to use public speaking to get high-paid clients and to grow their business.
Very good. I kind of suspect what your answer is going to be to this next question, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Okay.
Do you believe that public speaking is a learned skill or something that you are born being able to do, and why?
It's an absolute learned skill. It's a learned skill, and anyone can learn it that can speak. Anyone that can speak can learn this. Unlike music, unlike dance, where you have to have some rhythm, you have to have a great voice, it doesn't matter. You don't have to have that great voice to speak. If you do, that's great, but you don't have to. I don't train people to be keynote speakers. I'm not training people to be a Tony Robbins. Even his voice, he'll admit that his voice is scratchy. But what I'm training you to do is to do what you love and get out there and talk about it. You see, I'm a firm believer that each and every one of us has a mission. We have a purpose, and our purpose is to either save somebody's business or save somebody's life. And unless you can get out there and speak it, because how are you going to reach the masses? How are you going to find the people that you need to help? You got to get out there and be visible in order to sell. You've got to be visible in order to have someone see you that you need to help. It's absolutely a learned skill, and everyone can learn it. Now, a lot of people go out there and they don't learn it. They don't learn how to do it right, and they fail miserably, and they don't get the results that they want, and they don't get to help people they want to help.
Right.
So I'm saying you must learn it. It's like you wouldn't go and be a brain surgeon and just go out there and practice on people's brains.
true.
Right? You're going to go to school. You're going to learn. And the more training you have, the better. Now, doctors and CPAs and lawyers, they've got to do continuing education every single year long after they graduate.
Right.
And that's what I share with people with public speaking. You don't take just one public speaking class and you're done. Just one speech class in college and you know everything. Absolutely not. You continue to learn and to grow and to read and to perfect your signature talk. And when you perfect your signature talk, you will not only get business, you'll not only get clients, but you will be able to be in a position where you will be able to transform somebody's life or their business. And that's what we're here to do, I believe, in this world, that we all have that mission. And that if we can't deliver it, if we don't learn how to deliver it, the people that need to hear it, then I believe it could very well be taken away from us and given to someone who can. So that's what's so important about learning these skills.
Right. And something you just said, I think, is what makes you a public speaking superhero. That whole underlying of that if you don't get your message out, I mean, your purpose is to either save someone's business or save someone's life. And
yes.
Who else than a superhero would do such a thing? Right?
Right, absolutely. And I teach people how to be speaking superheroes, too.
Right. So, since you are a public speaking superhero, what do you believe your main superpower is?
I believe my main superpower is being able to just be open to the word in terms of letting the words flow out. Now, here's the example I want to share, because a lot of people tell me I am so afraid of giving everything away when I get up and speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, think of it like a glass of water. If you have a glass of water and your glass is full, then there's no more knowledge that can go in it. That's it. You're done. And I've seen speakers that's it. They're done. They don't learn anymore. But if you let it flow and empty it out and share it with the world, then guess what? When it gets empty, it gets filled up again by whoever your superpower or hero might be. Mine is God. He gives me all the words and all the training and everything that I need. But if my glass was full and I couldn't take any more, then it would stop. The flow would stop. So you need to share what you have with the world. This is a year of giving, not taking. This is a year of coming together, speakers, communities, everything, coming together, working together, and sharing our knowledge and helping other people. Believe me, you will get filled up if you do that. So that, I believe, is my superpower, that I know that it's there and that I share it. And every time I share it, Karma, I get more superpower.
You know, it also struck me, the analogy of the glass is you could be sharing everything you have, but at some point your audience, their cups are going to be full. And the more you give, they're not going to get it. So they will want to come back and hire you to get the rest of it once they've emptied out their glass and need more.
Absolutely. And that's what people are afraid of, that they're not going to want more. But I teach people the Lay's potato chip approach. The Lay's potato chip approach is this. What is it? You can't stop at one. You can't just eat one Lay's potato chip. You need more. You want to eat more until that bag is gone. Then you're going to go buy another bag. So I always share with people, the more you give them, the more they'll know that you've got. Because if you're generous, and you give your knowledge away, well, who would give it away if that was all there was? They wouldn't.
Right.
So they're going to absolutely know that you've got another bag of potato chips sitting, you know, somewhere. So don't be afraid of giving
right.
it away. This is the time to give.
So what kind of advice would you give someone who wanted to develop the superpower you just talked about? How would they do it?
Well, first, I would recommend that they get a coach, a mentor that is in public speaking, as some sort of a public speaking mentor like myself, to work with them, because here's the reason. Or go to a workshop. And the reason is this. Time is speeding up. It is not slowing down. Wouldn't you agree?
It certainly feels that way.
Yes. So we don't have time. See, I spent 25 years or more studying these concepts. I've been going to expensive seminars for years, not only public speaking seminars, but persuasion and influence, marketing, sales, everything you can imagine. And I bring it all to the table and put it in a system for my clients. Now, here's the key. This probably is another superpower. But when I was first teaching my CPA friends and colleagues, and they weren't quite getting it, I was thinking, now, how come I see it, I'm getting it, I'm doing it, but they're not?
Mm-hmm.
And then it hit me. I needed to create a system that was duplicatable, a system that was proven to get results. Now, you see, I came from the systems world. So when I did accounting, a debit was a debit and a credit and never changed.
Right.
Accounting systems had a systems flow that never changed. So I said, wait a minute. So what I did is I created that.
Mm-hmm.
And now I understand why I was in the systems work for so long and how it contributed to what I'm doing now.
Right. So basically you help people understand the underlying structure to creating a good persuasive speech. That's the system.
Yes. I teach them a 10-step system for creating that persuasive presentation. And then they use it and it'll get them proven results. It's duplicatable. I also teach them a couple other systems and formulas for creating an elevator speech and a self-introduction, because those are two other speeches as a business owner you need to have. You need to perfect them. You
right.
need to have all three in order to get great results.
Yes, I actually remember hearing you talk about that at one of your events, and it was very enlightening, because I think a lot of people, they get hung up on what's their elevator speech and what do they write in it, and I remember you made it seem very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And easy. I mean, it really wasn't anything complex. It wasn't rocket science. But if I remember correctly, it was more like you're really coming from your heart.
Well, and you're talking about the benefit of what you do.
Right.
So many people either say their title, or they talk about their products and services, or some business
and no one
opportunities.
Cares.
No one cares. Exactly. What's in it for me? Now, the other mistake people make is they talk about the how. We don't want to know the how. We don't care how you do it. We just want the results that you promised us.
Right.
Right? If I'm going to have ageless beauty, I mean, I almost don't care if I have to do a facial every day or if I have to do 20 jumping jacks. It doesn't matter. Just give me that ageless beauty you promised or whatever
right.
it might be.
Right.
So it has to be benefit driven. That is what's going to make it magnetic and have people want to come and talk to you after the networking meeting or wherever you've shared your introduction.
So I guess another superpower would be the power to understand what's in it for your audience, or
Absolutely.
The power of benefits for your audience.
Absolutely. And that is the secret right here. You just revealed the secret. The secret to persuasion is to find out what your audience wants and to give it to them. Now, that might sound simple, like, oh, that's not rocket science. But
right.
people don't do it, because it's just like if you put your hand in front of your face, you cannot see the lines on your own hand. So most people can't see what they're doing wrong, and that's why they need coaches. They need
right.
coaches and mentors, because we can pull back that hand and go, look, all right, here's the line.
Right.
And most people can't see that themselves, and they fail miserably. They think they're doing a great job with their elevator speech or whatever they're doing, but they're not.
Right.
They don't even know that. But ask your audience, what is in it for me? Now, you can ask your clients, or you can ask your audience if you're going to go speak to them. You can ask them ahead of time. You can go the month ahead and meet people and ask them, what is it that you want? I'm going to be the speaker next month. I'm going to be speaking about public speaking. What is your biggest challenge, and how can I help you to overcome that? And now you can get out there and speak about what people want to hear.
Right.
You're going to meet somebody, find out what they want, ask questions. That's the best way. I've had people come and try to sell me products and services, and they don't even ask me questions. All they start to do is give me some demonstration or display of how wonderful their company is and all their products.
Right.
And it wastes my time.
Yeah.
Find out what your customer wants, or the person in front of you, or your audience if it's a large audience, and give them what they want. That's the secret to persuasion. The other secret is this. When someone tells you, and they will tell you by usually what problem do they have. When I went early to a speaking engagement that I was speaking at and literally said, I'm speaking on public speaking, what is your biggest challenge? That's the kind of questions you want to ask. What is your biggest challenge? What is your biggest problem when it comes to blank? And that's how you'll find out. Then what you do is this. You have some empathy for them, right?
Right.
You show understanding. Oh, I understand that. And then you talk about pain and suffering. It's the pain and suffering that will get their hearts to open. And they realize that you understand their dilemma, their problem, their challenge.
Right.
And it's then that they will be open to a solution. But the mistake that most people make is that they go right from, what do you want, to here's the solution. Forget about it. It's like going on a date, Karma, and skipping dinner.
Right.
You can't do that. You've got to have some rapport building in there.
Yeah.
So find out what they want, and usually it's their biggest challenge. Find out what their biggest challenge is. Show them that you understand that challenge, and then describe pain and suffering of having that challenge, and then tell them they don't have to live life that way because you're the solution.
Right. Well, thank you so much for talking about your journey and all just the wonderful passion that you have about public speaking in general and public speaking for business owners. And this is the end of today's little conversation with Public Speaking Superheroes. This is Karma Spence signing off.
Because this was recorded a few years back, I've cut the speaker's contact information from the recording because it may have been out of date. If you would like to learn more about today's speaker, go to publicspeakingsuperpowers.com/featured speakers and click on her picture. I'm working to keep the information there as fresh as possible.